This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Greg Warren with the Warren Report. Today is on nachos and surveys. It's coming up in just a second.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
See my new show on Animal Planet where I travel the country eating the state bird.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There we go.
Oh, jeez. I mean, hey, buddy.
Greggy boy.
Look at that handsome man. That's Greg Warren. And hey, Greg.
Hi, guys.
Are you in a hotel room?
Hi, Greg.
Yeah, in a hotel room.
You got a suite?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Bit of a kitchenette. Yeah very nice.
That's nice. Now, Greg Warren is one of America's finest comedians, and Greg Warren has a couple of great things you can see if you go down the Greg Warren hole. Wait, that doesn't sound right.
What a great rabbit hole. What a great announcement for Greg Warren.
Man.
You know
what
That's
how I drew it up, chick.
Yeah,
but pedal to the metal makes things confusing.
What's your website there, Greg Warren? Greg Warren, what is it?
Greg Warren Comedy, actually, chick, is what we're going with now.
Greg Warren Comedy.
Nice. For example, Christy Lee, are you aware of his special called...
Where the Field Corn Grows?
Where the Field Corn
I've
Grows.
I've seen it.
The Answer in the Field.
Yes.
And then The Salesman.
I was a peanut butter god or something, right? Isn't that what those called?
The Salesman. These are excellent.
Now, where were you a year ago, chick?
I was watching you. I was watching you do your stand up, buddy.
I know, but you could have come to me with that I was a peanut butter god thing a year ago.
And I could have, yeah.
Greg, I'd be world famous.
Your website is gregwarrencomedy.com. I had a similar one. It was josharnoldcomedy.com, but I had the Better Business Bureau contact me. So now
it's false advertising.
It's just that Josh Arnold now.
I see. Now coming up,
he had some consumers. Well, I went on this thing. It's clearly there's no comedy. I don't know. I don't like this at all.
Oh, it's
false advertising.
Yeah.
You taking this weekend off, Greg?
No, I'm doing some some free benefit shows. This weekend I'm doing a show in Texas to raise money for they're starting a new Division I wrestling program at Tarleton State in Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm gonna to help them out. We're gonna do a show to raise some money.
Oh, nice.
Can anybody attend, or do you have to be?
Anybody can attend. Yeah, it's in Fort Worth, Texas.
All right.
I think it's going to be pretty fun.
Good.
You look like you have some color. Are you in Florida recently?
Yeah, I think I was in Florida this weekend, and I'm on this medication. I think that and the lighting is it all makes me look like
you look very healthy.
Like I got bubble gum on my face.
No,
a little too healthy. Yeah.
Tom, my neighbor recently came up to me. I was in my garage, and he came up, and he was so excited about his trip to Florida. He was going to Florida with his wife, and they were going to have a great time. But he was most excited about how they were going to go see Greg Warren.
Oh, that's
in
cool.
Florida.
I met him. Get this this guy. Yeah, this guy comes up to me after the show, and he's talking. He goes, "Yeah, you know, I'm Joshua's neighbor." I'm like, "Oh yeah, okay. I don't know who that is." He goes, "Yeah," and he says like 10 times, "Like yeah, Joshua. He's a friend of yours, Joshua." I'm like, you got Josh is making his neighbors call him Joshua. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if it's like if he's like doing one of his dumb improv exercises where he's playing a character of himself. I am Joshua.
Sometimes I'm like a very distinguished man from Leeds.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Other times I'm an old sort of like I am Joshua, son of Larry from Fenton. That kind of thing.
Nice. Oh. Yeah. So did the guy like your show, Greg?
I think so. Yeah, I think he enjoyed it.
Did he buy any merch? Did he tip you any extra?
Some guy did try to tip me.
Is that right?
That's always so nice, but yeah. It's so unnecessary, but very kind.
Not Josh's neighbor. Some guy tried to tip me, and I don't know.
Was he trying to pick you up? One of the two.
I don't think so, Christy.
Oh, yeah. Give me the old over the waistband handy. Yeah. It's very popular nowadays.
Christy, that came.
Give me a tip.
Hey, Pat, have you ever tried that? One of your shows, put your guitar case out there in front of the stage?
It's not a bad idea.
It isn't a bad idea.
I worked with a comedian one time who did not sell merch, but he did pass around a fishbowl.
Are you serious?
He said, "Look, you don't need anything. I'm not going to try to sell you something, but I will take your money." And he passed
really. Did it work?
A couple people,
That's not right.
It was not right.
Tacky.
It was tacky.
I sell. I push my openers merch. I'm tired of selling merch. I can't do it anymore.
Greg's really good about helping the openers sell their.
I insult them. Usually is what I like to do.
Yeah,
I say, Sean O'Brien. Sean has this T-shirt, guys. It's a very. Let me just cut to the chase. Sean needs the money. Okay. Is this shirt garbage? Yes. Does it make any sense? When they put it through the wash, is it going to fall apart? Absolutely. Is it manufactured in a third world country by children? Yes. But those children make more money than Sean.
I had occasion to see Mike Birbiglia over the weekend in Chicago. Great show, by the way, if you get a chance. He's on tour. He's going to be stopping
by. He's got a new hour.
It's so good. God, it was great. But we were talking after the show about merch, and I had seen a guy at a club. He was the opening act, and he was terrible. But he had, and I didn't notice until he was almost done with his set that there was a duffel bag on stage. So he sort of does his closer, which gets no laughs, and then he goes through. He holds up three different shirts, and they were referencing a joke that he had done. Except the last one, he holds it up and he goes, "Yeah, this is a joke I didn't do tonight." And he doesn't do the joke, holds up the shirt, and gets off stage. That's just awful.
I've done that on accident. where I've pitched.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. O'Brien did that in front of me. Sean O'Brien, he pitched his salmon shirt. He goes, Ed, I got this shirt. It says salmon shirt on it. And he's got a whole bit about salmon shirts that are, it's pretty funny. But he pitched it and he forgot to do the bit.
Yeah.
He walked off stage and I go, hey, man, you forgot to do the bit. And he went in the green room and threw stuff against the wall.
Yeah, I pitched something and the audience just staring at me. And then I go, did I do this joke? They're like, no, we don't know what you're talking about.
But Greg, the way things are working now, and I kind of like it, actually, when you pay with a credit card now, they spin around the iPad and it's got the 10%, 15%, 20%.
Oh, yeah.
You just touch it. Maybe they could do that at the comedy show and you could... just after the shift, toward the end of the show, okay, everybody, take out your phones.
Do you want to tip 10, 20, or 20?
Oh, man.
Hey, it's up to you.
I'm cringing because I bet there are guys giving that a shot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I like having having something if the people are interested. If not, it's totally okay.
Yeah.
Well, Josh, you have those koozies that you sell, right?
Yeah.
Koozies are easy.
It cost you about a nickel, and you sell them for $10, isn't
That's
it?
It's not exactly. Look, it's
shut up. This is a profit margin. Willie has his not for marijuana lighters and rolling papers that are big sellers. But you know, one of the most famous things in the history of stand up comedy, especially in the '80s era, do you remember the guy that sold the glasses with the eyeballs?
Oh, Vic.
Yeah. Vic Dunlop. Yeah.
Vic Dunlop. Yeah.
I love that guy.
And that's a famous story. Vic, the last, what would you say, was it like the last 3 minutes of his show?
Yeah.
Was this pitch to buy these silly glasses that had the eyeballs? You've seen them.
Look like they're kind of popping out of your head.
Yeah. Really fun.
Not on springs, but they look like suntanning glasses, but they are eyeballs.
Yeah. And he would sell, you know, dozens of them after each show.
Yeah.
And you know the famous story about these, Greg?
Didn't the IRS catch up with them on those?
Oh, yeah.
The IRS, I guess they wanted to know who the guy was that bought 15,000 eyeball glasses from Deng Fong's Warehouse of Fun. And, yeah, he got nailed by the IRS.
Yeah, you want to report that stuff.
Yeah.
But Deng Fong's Warehouse of Fun. I mean,
that's legendary among stand-up comedians when it comes to merch. Merchandise. I'd be curious to see who's had the most successful. That has to be one of the most successful. Certainly.
Hey, Greg, the last time Vic Dunlop was here, the last time he came in, he sat in a chair, he reached down, he took his lower left leg off and put it up on the counter.
We didn't realize that he'd had his leg removed.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Freaked Tom out.
Yeah. Yes. That was disturbing.
Yes. Yeah.
He was selling those legs for a while.
So the IRS caught up with him. Oh, yeah.
He was a very, very great man.
Great guy.
Vietnam
man.
Combat yeah. veteran. Badass guy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Greg, typically, this part of our program is known as the Warren Report.
Yeah.
And you are given a limited time to explore something. What is our topic today?
I want to talk about the history of nachos, Tom.
Oh, this is funny because I was complaining yesterday about nachos. I don't like the big piles of nachos because the ones at the bottom get too soggy. I don't approve.
The nacho tower, do you
don't
mean?
Like
is
that.
That what you're talking
I like
about?
Them,
I understand
like
what
I
you're
like
saying.
Them crisp.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, the guy that you need to take that up with is a guy named Ignacio Anaya. Back in 1943, Ignacio was the maitre d' at the Victory Club over in Piedras Negras. That's Mexico, the state of Coahuila. It's a border town across from Eagle Pass, Texas. We had a military installation in Eagle Pass called Fort Duncan back then. It's defunct. But the military officers' wives used to like to go over to Piedras Negras and shop.
Now, Fort Duncan, didn't they call you guys the Fighting Donuts? Isn't that right?
That's why they went.
Absolutely.
That's why that fort's not there anymore. Yeah. They could never get the physical fitness.
So. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go yo-yos, but that's
right.
Donuts better.
Okay.
Why don't I find? Yeah. Why didn't I find donuts in your locker?
Are you allowed to not have donuts in your locker?
It's the
no, sir.
So, did this guy invent the nacho?
Well, he was. on accident. These military wives were over in Piedras Negras on a shopping trip. They stopped in the Victory Club and they said, hey, we're hungry. What do you got? And the maitre d' went back in the kitchen and the chef, he couldn't find the chef, which I think is a bit of a red flag. They sort of gloss over that part of the story, but I mean, he's the chef. Where was he?
Probably hustling up another dog for their tacos.
Well,
I don't know. We don't know anything about that. I don't know if the
Victory Club.
Yeah, Tacos Perros was the special that day.
Anyways, he sees some tortillas, cuts them up, throws them in the fryer, puts some pickled jalapenos on top, and of course cheese. Now there's a little dispute over what kind of cheese. Some people say Wisconsin cheddar. A lot of people say it was Colby. Back then it was World War II era. Colby was a government cheese. The American government gave it to a lot of people, and a lot of border town Americans would trade it with the Mexicans. Trade that cheese. They called it queso relief. He brought it out. The girls loved it, and they said, "What do you call this?" And he said, "My name is Nacho. I call it Nachos Especial."
Wow.
Nacho is short for Ignacio.
No
Nacho
kidding.
Is a nickname. Yes, Nacho is a nickname for Ignacio. It would be like Josh is a nickname for Joshua.
Sure.
But Ignacio wasn't some self-important jerk going around making his neighbors and friends call him Ignacio.
Ah, yeah, I can see with it. Wait a minute.
That was a good call, though, because I don't think Ignacio's would be as popular as
not
nachos.
At all, Tom. No. You're right. Yeah.
Not to mention losing that great joke, nacho fries. Nacho fill in the blank, one of my faves.
Okay.
Nacho mamas, I think.
Nacho mamas
is the standard.
Yeah. Reel it back in.
I love it when Chick is the voice of reason.
Yeah, when did that happen? Good Lord.
I find that he often is on this program.
Really?
It's a Mexican dish. A lot of people say that's Tex-Mex. It's not. It's Mex-Mex. It was invented in Mexico.
It's Mex-Mex. Okay.
Yeah. It's I still can't the thing with the where's the chef? I don't like that.
Especially a restaurant that
No, go ahead, Josh.
Especially a restaurant that has a maitre d'. It's a nicer place.
Yes.
I'm guessing smoke break.
Yeah, maybe. I'm thinking.
Probably hotter than hell in the kitchen. You're already in Mexico, for God's sake.
Or it's maybe, you know, they were going through the same unemployment or overemployment cycle that we are, and nobody works at restaurants. Nobody. I'm going to take a little sidebar here, guys. Nobody works anywhere. Have you been to hotels lately? It's like one person. There's 300 people staying there, and there's one 19-year-old kid in running the whole place. That kid's 19. If he gets a call from his friend that night, and that friend has more than 6 beers, he's going to quit in the middle of the shift when you have no people. Do you ever go down? I mean, these are hotels. It's a giant hotel. I go downstairs, and I'm like, hey, could I talk to the manager? Well, the manager doesn't work at night. Oh, really? Did you realize you guys are in the business of night? You're a night business. You exist because of the night. Yeah. Look at my bill here. It says a 3-night stay, not a 3-afternoon stay.
Well, sir, you could talk to the manager. Do you speak Bulgarian?
There's nobody there. There's no employees, but what there is a lot more with hotels is surveys, guys.
Everything,
Tom. Everybody wants to know how they're doing. They want me to tell them how they're doing. Bad. You're doing bad. You know you're doing bad. Yeah. There's one employee. There's one employee, and they're getting more pointed, too. It's not, how did you like the Holiday Inn? When you checked in, were you greeted by the front desk person? Did they just ask me what you want to ask me? Should we fire Cindy?
So true.
I see what you don't have any managers on staff, so you want me to tell on your employees?
Yes.
But it's everything's doing. You get an oil change. in the time it takes to change the oil, it takes longer to fill out the form of how you like the job they did in the oil change.
Oh, the form, Tom. The form. Every they trick you because they send you an email and it says rate Jiffy Lube 1 to 10, and I click 4, and then you go to this giant thing where it says, for the essay portion of the survey, you will have 45 minutes to complete it.
I couldn't agree more. You try to be a nice guy and help them out.
I know. Wait a minute. Why would I want to do this for you? I'm not getting paid now. Now, listen. If you fill this out, your name will be entered into a drawing and you can get a free oil change. Okay, let's pretend for a second there actually is a drawing. There's not, but let's pretend. Who's conducting the drawing? I'm guessing one of your employees. We've already established from this process that they're incompetent, so that drawing is not going to work very well, is it? Hey, boss, I put all the names in the hat, and I can't find the hat. It's on your head, Jenkins!
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.